I'm Mike. I work here. I usually do a long introduction about what I do here, and then I start painting pictures with my words, and sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't. But essentially what you need to know is I'm here and I serve you guys. And I work with John on the daily basis, and I'm excited to bring you guys the word. This morning, Christmas is an interesting message, because Christmas morning we've all probably read Luke 2. Even if we don't go to church regularly, if we don't attend here regularly, we've read Luke 2, which is the Christmas story, right? It's read everywhere, churches and non-churches. Home Christmas morning, we used to read it when I was a kid. So a lot of us have heard the Christmas message before, right? The story of Jesus. There's Jesus came to Mary and Joseph and an angel and a star and a manger and three wise guys and like all this stuff. This morning, kind of my goal is to maybe rekindle a little bit of the spark or the mystery of Christmas a little bit. So I have a couple quotes for you. If you have your Bibles, I didn't do slides. This is going to be a quick message. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Matthew 2. Now, I have a couple quotes. One from Tim Keller about Christmas. And he says, "The world can't save itself. That's the message of Christmas." And that's kind of the message that I want to bring you guys today, is that like we can't save ourselves, and Jesus came down to save us. Also, in that song that Michael sang, the one that we didn't know, unless you buy his EP. It says, "The hope and promise of new life." That's what Christmas is about. Now, I should have changed the timer on my phone, because my phone's going to go off every 30 seconds. Like, the screen's going to go off, so I'm going to be right here with my little outline that I've got going on for you. But we're over in Matthew 2. This morning, I want to talk to you about one of kind of the baffling things about Christmas is these wise guys, right? These wise guys from a foreign land who give gifts to Jesus. Now, if you guys like memes, there's a meme floating around the internet of like the wise guys. And I'm calling them the wise guys. They're the wise men or whoever. But there's a meme floating around the internet that says they brought frankincense, gold, but wait, there's myrrh. So who are these guys, right? Now, I wanted to spend just a little bit of time on who these guys are and what that means, like how we can mirror who these wise men are. So let's read Matthew 2. "Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw the star rose and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. And they told him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for so is written by the prophet, and to you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him,'" if you have the ESV thin line, turn your page. "And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense, and myrrh. And they warned in a, and being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Who are these wise men? Like, what are they doing? Well, we have a couple things. When John asked me to speak, I was like, I'm excited to share about these wise men. We don't have a whole bunch of time to jump into the prophecy that they were talking about. But essentially, here's three guys from the East who knew the scriptures. Three guys from the East who knew prophecy. It is safe to assume, since it was a very dominant language, that they were able, that they spoke Aramaic, and that they also spoke Hebrew, based on what was said here. And if you don't know, there are portions of the Bible that are written in Aramaic as the original language. One of the portions spoke specifically, breaking down to the year when Jesus, the Messiah, would return. Here's three wise men who are going and saying, hey, I'm reading the scriptures, I'm looking for Christ, and there's a sign, there's a star. Now, I don't know about you guys, but like, this star must have been somewhat special, because have you ever tried to get under a star? Like, think about that, right? Like, you look up in the sky, I'm going to get under that one, right? And you start walking. It's not going to work. It's not going to work very well. I haven't tried myself, maybe. But here's these guys, these wise men, who are looking for Jesus. The scripture said, hey, Jesus is coming. The Messiah is coming. And when he quotes Micah right here, they said it's going to be in Bethlehem of Judea. They knew where he was coming to. They went to a foreign land to recognize Jesus for who he was. Now, what did Jesus bring? He's the Messiah. We know from when you read the Gospels that Jesus brought, and when you read the whole Bible, frankly, that Jesus brought salvation for all. He opened up, like, from God's people, the Israelites, to the church, us. Most of us aren't Jewish. Jesus brought salvation for you and I. This is the good news. This is why we celebrate Christmas. Not because of the gifts. My wife got me an excellent gift this morning. I'm excited for it. And like, those are great, but we don't celebrate Christmas for the gifts. We celebrate Christmas because Jesus came, and like the song that Michael sang, he brought hope and promise of a new life. Now, I've got like three or four more minutes. What does that mean for us? Jesus talked about a few things when he was here. He established that he was God. He did a bunch of miracles. He just displayed that he was God. He came and he conquered what it was to be a human, and sacrificed himself that we could be saved. But he did something else too. He provided us with some prophecy. Jesus came and said, in John, he goes over and he says, hey, I'm going to go and prepare a house for you. I'm going to go prepare a place for you with God in heaven for eternity. So we, on Christmas morning, like, what do? We can be a lot like the wise men. We can look forward to what Jesus said. Oh, Jesus is coming again. So as we look forward, we are reminded of this a little bit, actually, every Christmas. For those of you who don't know me very well, I'm in seminary. And one of the things that we like to do is we like to talk about these kind of like in-church things that we like do often. And one of those around Christmas time that apparently we talk about is Christmas songs. Do you know that Joy to the World is not a Christmas song? Let that sink in for a second. Joy to the World is a song about Jesus coming back. Joy to the World, the Lord is come. the Lord, if you look at the old English, the Lord is coming. And that's what Jesus came and said to us. So like the wise men who read the scriptures and said, hey, Jesus is coming. I'm looking for the signs, like he's here. We today can look forward to Jesus. And we can look forward to eternal life with God. Jesus is going to establish a place for us. And if you don't know, Jesus today, today's the day. Like on Christmas morning of all days where we celebrate that he came as the perfect and all like best gift for us as mankind. We can look forward to eternity with God forever if we follow him. For those of us who are in the church, for those of us who are out of the church, we can follow, repent, listen to the other messages of Jesus, repent and believe. And if we repent and believe, we can look forward to, like the wise men did to Jesus' birth, we can look forward to eternity with God. To edit the words a little bit of Michael's song, hope and a promise of eternal life. That's what Jesus brought. And that's what we can celebrate today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the gift of your son. Lord, we thank you for just eternal life and looking forward to eternal life with you, God. Lord, as we celebrate Christmas today, God, I pray that we will dive a little bit deeper into you, that we will be more devoted to you today than we were yesterday, that as we look forward to eternal life with you, that we will celebrate, go to the ends of the earth like the wise men, and bring valuables to you, Lord. And we know that from your word that the valuables to you is us. God, I pray that today that we will give our lives to you more than we did yesterday. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Joy to the world, you're coming again. It's in your name we pray. Amen.